This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The U.S. Federal Reserve tomorrow serves up the tea leaves for the economic analyst to read for clues about when interest rates will finally rise in America. These come in the form of notes from its last open market committee meeting, and they come out on Wednesday. Tim Fitzsimmons reports on why these minutes may seem a bit stale.
In the middle of June, the Fed ended its open market committee meeting with a press conference, which takes the wind out of the sails of this particular batch of meeting minutes. That's not really why this release is anticlimactic.
From 3 weeks ago, many things have happened.
Jeremy Siegel is a professor of finance at the University of Pennsylvania. He says flatlining wage growth and the sudden possibility of a Greek exit from the Eurozone have thrown fresh instability into the global economy. The Fed's members may have changed their minds from what they said in mid-June.
One wonders whether a close reading of those minutes would really give you any valuable tea leaves.
Michael Matowitz, an economist with the Center for American Progress, says he's curious whether Fed officials are discussing the many possible scenarios of a Greek exit. He says some might even stimulate the U.S. economy.
If you have a lot of money fly out of Europe and it's got to go somewhere, the safe place for that to go is the U.S.
Until the Greek crisis is settled, Fed watchers on the lookout for hints of a rate hike will be stuck gazing into a cloudy crystal ball. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.